Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisai. This is Rabbi Yosef Chaim Schwab of New York on the Parsha, the Pnimius of the Parsha, the gigantic little secrets of the Torah, Niflaos HaTorah, and the Parsha of Vayigash. Let us start off the Vayigash. Vayigash Elov Yehudo Vayomer. Adoni, and Yehuda approached him. Yigash, he got very close to him. You don't get close to big potentates and kings. In ancient times, you kept your distance. You did not get in within Dalet Amas of a king. That was a sign of disrespect and impudence. You could lose your life, your neck, your head for this. Yigash, I love Yehuda. He approached him. This was the moment of showdown, the greatest drama in the entire Chumash. Vayigash Elov Yehuda, says the Vilna Gaon. He approached him, Yehuda. Now, the trup, the nigun of Vayigash Elov Yehuda, Kadmo V'Azlo Revi. You know what that means? The nigun itself is a perish of the words. Kadmo. He got up. The Azla, he went. Revi'i, the fourth son. Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. Vayomer, bi'adoni, zarko, munach sego, zarko. He was willing to throw away zorak, to mevatel, munach, his menucha in olam hazeh, and segol, segulo, ba'olam habo, says the Vilna Gaon. Now, if you don't think that is one of the Neflaos HaTorah, if you don't think this is one of the gigantic secrets and wonders of the Torah, let your servant speak. Dovar, a thing, Bozne Adoni, into the ears of my master. Since when does a person go over to a powerful king of the largest country in the world, the most powerful country in the world, Mitzrayim, a superpower, and speaking to his ear? Most of the people had to be on their knees, facing the head downwards, never even looking at him. And here you have a melech, an interpreter, speaking to his ear? So Rashi says, no, what the interpreter is telling you, who was really Menashe, and if you figure out the age of Menashe, he couldn't be over 2 years old. The some of Farshim say 10, because you had the child before the years of hunger started. And the years of hunger, it says in last week's parsha, is not the 7. It's only the 2 years. And they came at the end of 2 years, because a few weeks later or days later, Yaakov came. And he stopped the 2 years of hunger. And there was 5 years of no hunger. And and it says that Menashe was born kodem, the days of Ra'av, only 2 years old. Some say he was born right in the beginning when he became a king. He got a wife called Osnath. So that was 7 years of plenty, and plus 2 years. So he was 9 years old. 9, 10. This was the Melech, 10 years old. You mean that 10-year-old knows Hebrew and the king doesn't know Hebrew? You really think that's how it is? A 10-year-old? We know that Gavriel came and taught Moshe and taught Yosef in one night the entire Torah. Remember we told you last week, Eidos Behosef Somo, the pasuk starts with an ayin and ends with an ayin. And the Hashem gave his name to Yosef, his letter of his name. Instead of Yosef, he became Yehosef. Hashem, the Hey of Hashem, came and gave him ability to learn Egyptian in 1 minute. So this little boy, 2 years old or 10 years old, knew Hebrew, and the king didn't. And he knew more than Pharaoh. Pharaoh did not know Lashon HaKodesh. Yosef did. But Yosef didn't know Egyptian. So Malach came and taught him all the 70 languages, including Egyptian, which is the main language. Like today, all over the world, if you don't know English, you cannot do any business. Every country on earth knows English, businessmen, because the United States is a superpower. And you want to do business with Americans, you have to know some English. So they, the French, the Chinese, the Japanese, they all know English. Chinese, everybody, Israel, everybody who does business with America knows English. So you have to know Egyptian. You mean a 10-year-old, 2-year-old? That was a problem. How do we figure out how old Menashe was? Kodim Yimei HaRav, he says, he had before the days of Rav. Now it says earlier in the Mikkei to the Yosef, you lach nebonim beterim tovo shnazo ro'ov. That means he could only be 2 years old, not 7 and 2. Anyhow, whatever age he was, young man, how is it possible that he knows Hebrew and the king make believe he doesn't? That is a problem. This is a problem. This is something we have to have an answer for. We don't have to know all the answers to all the questions. Mishtabnish when I kasha. Yeah, you don't know it. I mean, maybe you find a madrasha somewhere, it'll tell us why. Anyhow, so Yidaber, no, Avdecho, Dover, Bozne, Adoni, Yichar, Apoko, Bavadecho, don't get angry at your servant, Ki, Komoko, the Pharaoh. Kok, Moko, Pharaoh. I honor you just like I honor Pharaoh, which means I hold you in high esteem, just like I hold Pharaoh in high esteem. So don't think I'm talking to you disrespectfully. Rashi says, that is the simple meaning. You want to know the Medrash? The Medrash says, Mister, you're going to get punished, but you're holding me back here and delaying the whole buying trip. You have to come 2 times. You're going to get Malkus, Bitsaraz, rather. You're going to get smitten with Bitsaraz. My grandmother, he once bothered my grandmother, and he got tzaraas all over his body. You're going to get punished with tzaraas if you keep me anymore. He prevented her 1 night from being with Avraham, and look what he got. Look what he happened to his organs. All running with blood, eyeballs in every place running with blood. It was unbelievable. And Avimelech, by the way, also kept Sarah for a few hours, minutes. He couldn't, just the opposite. None of his organs ran. Everything stopped up. If you don't exit your fluids, you can die of poisoning. Uric acid poisoning and fecal matter can poison you. So Avimelech couldn't, the organs were plugged, and Pharaoh just the opposite. Pharaoh was, all his organs were running blood. You're going to have the same thing. And another explanation is, listen, he said to him, and he's hinting to him, you're a melech, and I'm a melech. Yehuda's going to be a melech, you know. I'm Yehuda, and you're a melech. I can bump you off just like I'm going to bump off Pharaoh. I can take the whole Mitzrayim, and me and my 9 brothers here, my 10 brothers here, we can knock off the whole Mitzrayim. To us, it's nothing but a little city. Even though it was a metropolis, a big metropolis like New York City, to us, it's nothing like a village. It's like a little village, like, I don't know, less than 4 Rockaway. Muncie, a little thing, we'll knock it off in no time. Because we are now so ready and motivated, you don't mean anything to me. Komoko for Pharaoh. Pharaoh means nothing to me, and nor do you. So don't push me too far. Adoni Shaul is Avodov Lemur. Your master asked your servant, saying, Ayeshacham of Ooch. Do you have a brother, a father, or a brother? He didn't say aim. Yosef didn't say aim because he knew there was no mother. But no, Mel Adoni, I said to my master, Yeshalon, Ovzok, and we have an old father. The yellow Zakunim and the child born of when he was very old. Katan, he's very little. How old? Little is the littlest, Binyamin. How little is the little? 32 years old. He's 8 years younger than Yosef. Yosef is 39, 7 years younger than Yosef. Katan, 32. Yelled and a child, Zakunim of my father's old age, Katan, little, 32. It says, Binyamin, we're talking about, Vachiv Mason, his brother died. He said that because he was afraid, because he thought the king of Egypt, this Pharaoh, would ask him, produce that other son. And they couldn't because they sold him. So he made a lie. Rashi says, out of the fear, they made a lie. They said a lie. Vachiv Mason, his brother died. Talking about Yosef. And this Binyamin remained alone Le'ima for his mother. His father loves him, because his father loved the Rachel more than all the other wives. And we said to your servant, and you said to your servant, Ho, Riduhu Eloi, bring him down to me. And I love, and I want to put my eyes on him. I want to meet him eyeball to eyeball. But no, Mel Adonia said to my master, Lo, you cannot over the young boy, lad, cannot leave his father. If he leaves his father, he might die, this Binyamin, Baderech. Not the father will die. That comes in Shani. That's the second Vomeis. This first Vomeis is the boy may die. Why? Because his mother died along the road, Rachel, and his brother, well, he didn't want to say, but Chazal tells us, he died along on a trip, you know, he never came back. So this like a chazaka already two. You can make a chazaka for sakana out of two after two things, but for good things it has to be three. But so we would Binyamin is going to be the third. Could be. That's why the father doesn't want to let him go. But Tomer El Avadechem, he said to your servant, to you, which means Tomer El Avadechem, you said to your servant, means you said to us. If your little brother doesn't come with you, don't come and see my face anymore. Forget about it. You don't have to see my face anymore. Don't have to meet me. If we go up, El Avadechem to your servant, our father, which is the second time, by the way, that they say Avdechovi. He said it five times. Yosef should have stopped him. Five times and translated five times. It's 10 times Yosef heard it. Therefore, 10 years were taken off of Yosef's life. That's right. Okay, no, there's going to be 5 times when he says Avdechovi, and that's for, and he heard it translated 5 times. And therefore, 5 years, 10 years were taken off his life. He lived only 110. Most of them, everyone lived 120 or more. But Tomer of Dechon, you said to your servant, don't bother coming down here anymore. If we will go back up to your servant, our father, then we tell him the words of our master. We told him the words of our master. And our father said, Shuvu, return, buy us some food. We said to him, we are not able to go down. Unless the little one is with us. Then we go down. We're not permitted to see the face of the man. And the little boy is not with us. Little boy. Binyamin, who was 32 years old. And your servant, our father, Avi, my father, said to us, this is number three, what he says, Avadukhovi. Atem yadatum kishnaim yolduli ishti. You know that two of them, two children were born to born to me by my wife. Now, wait a minute, hold it. Two? We told you, these boys told Yosef 12. And now there's 11. And how can there be two? Which one is it, 12, 11, or two? So 12, one got lost, they said. And one we brought down. Okay, 11. And, okay, he said, Yodeli Ishti. Ishti, he only has one wife, you know. He had four, but the only one he wanted to marry was Rachel. And, Vayeto Echad Mi'iti, one of them went away from me. He's repeating what the father is saying. Va'omar, and I said, Af Torof Torof. Torof Torof. He is torn up, ripped up, torn up. Lori Isavad Heino, I haven't seen him until now. Torn up, the hint to Yosef was mistreated. His clothes were torn off by his brothers, and he was also, his clothes were torn off by Ashes Potiphar. Two wild beasts wanted to kill him. One wanted to kill his body, one wanted to kill his neshama. Torof, 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 Torof. Lo Isad Heino, haven't seen him until now. If you take this one from my face, from my presence, Korohu Oson, and an accident happens to him, you're going to bring down my hoary head, my white head, in a bad way, Sha'ola, to the Gehenim, to the grave. Sha'ol is the code word for Gehenim. So Hashem told Yaakov, if any of the children die before you die, you're going to go to Gehenim. But if they all live, you're going to Gan Eden. So if this one is gone, then he's definitely going to Gan Eden again. Now, why didn't do well? He could have said he was. What do you mean? What it means? He already lost Yosef. So? He already getting Gehenna. No. You know that Yaakov was mourning for him 22 years. You know that they tried to comfort him and Menachem him. It didn't get take comfort. So he should have thought, look, he's a living. Because we know that a mate is nishtakach min alev after 12 months. So if you don't have nishtakach min alev, then the person is not dead. So Yaakov didn't accept any comfort from anybody, from all of his sons and daughters-in-law. Because so he realized that he's not getting in the coma. Yosef must be living. No, says Achazal. No, he knew that he was dead because they told him, why should you just not believe your children? But he wasn't buried. That he knew. That's why he had no nechama, because he wasn't buried. That's why he had no nechama, said Achachamim. Oh, so here he knew that Yosef was something, not 100% dead. He wasn't buried properly or something. Now you can, if this one is brought down, if this one doesn't come back, I'm definitely going to go to Gehenna. If you want to come to your servant, my father, Vanari, and any ton of, and then the young lad is not with Vanasho and seeing his life. Keshura Vanasho is tied up with his life. End of the Pasuk, but that's not end of the Makshava. We're up to Shani. Next Pasuk, Lamed Aleph. When he sees Kiroso, when he sees him, that Kain Anar Vomes, that the child is not with us, Vomes, the father's going to die. The other Vomes in Pasuk Habez means that Binyam is going to die. This Anar Vomes is the father will die. Immediately, Horido Avadecha, save us, Avadecha, and your servants, Avadecha, your servant, me, will cause to bring down the save us, the hoary head of your servant, my father, Beyogon Sha'ula, Beyogon with the grief, Sha'ul in Gehenim. Avadecha, of us, Anar, because your servant guaranteed this Nar with his life. Mim Avi Lamor from my father saying, Im lo avienu elov elecho, if I don't bring him back to you, live, standing up, Chotosi lo avi, I will have sinned to my father, kol hayomim, all the days, this world and the next world. Now let me stay here instead of the lad, Evel Adoni, a servant to my master. I'll do a life, I'll be here for life. Let each young lad go with his brothers. How can I go to my father? And the lad is not with me. Can should I see the evil as she even says, Ovi, what's going to happen to my father? That was as much as Yosef could take. Now comes the greatest moment in the history of the Torah. Yosef could not anymore hold himself back. Le'is apek, says Unkelis. Le'is chasono. Chosen is strength. He had no more strength to withhold him, to hold himself back. Aleph pei kuf ofak, to break forth. Pei kuf ayin poka, to break forth. Ofek puk, go out, break out and see. Apik, a riverbed. Afike mayim, where the water springs out of. Puk, go out. He couldn't hold himself back anymore. The Cholam Tov in love, where all the ones standing around him, all the bodyguards, the Egyptian bodyguards, the Yikra, he yelled the following, Hotzi kol ish meloi, four words, get everybody out of here. Take everyone out of here. Lo yomad ish ito, and no one stood with him. No goyim, no guards, no security. Bisvadi Yosef alokhav, and Yosef made himself known to his brothers. Can you imagine a king of Egypt without bodyguards, with 11 big, big men, handsome powerhouses? Says in the Medrash, like Yehuda said to Yosef, you're a king, I'm a king too. And a hair popped out of Yehuda's chest, and he broke a rock with that hair. And he took a piece of metal and bent it, piece of beam, and he bent it. Yosef did the same. I'm a melech, you're a melech. Two melech, kings opposing each other. You're the king of the most powerful country in the world. I'm more powerful than you. I'm Yehuda. Mashiach comes from me. And the Medrash tells you all the things that they did to each other, all kind of midrashim. And now Yosef couldn't stand it anymore. He was a boy, a brother, ready to give his life for a son of Rachel, which they didn't do 22 years ago. He was ready to give his life. Rashi says, I'm much better than him in every way. You don't need him. Yeshev no avdecho posik lame gimel. Shelechol dover ani me'ulo mimen. I'm better and superior than him in everything. Legvuro, I have more physical strength. Lemilchama, I'm a better military strategist. I'm a better soldier. Lishamish, I'm a more refined, dignified servant and attendant. I know how to serve kings, so you don't need him. Let me stay instead. Yeah, Yosef couldn't take that anymore. Yosef could not take it. Could not take it. This was the moment of showdown. V'lo omar ish ito. No man stood with him. V'svada Yosef el ochid. El echob. Unto his brothers. And now comes the moment, Rabbi Sai, of ultra shock. And he started to scream and yell with crying. Yishmu Mitzrayim. The Egyptians heard this. Yishma Beis Paro and the house of Pharaoh heard it first. They thought the king has lost his mind. He's all alone with 11 big bruisers and no bodyguard. And the king is crying. He's out of his kelim. He's crazy. The king of the most powerful country, all alone with strangers, tough-talking strangers, big fellows that had to come into different gates. They're so big and powerful and handsome, and and no bodyguards, and the Mint King starts breaking down in tears? I mean, has he gone out of his mind? Ayishma Beisfara, the government heard about this. The king is out of, he's wacky, crazy, out of his kalim. The whole country heard about this. Yom Yosef Alechov, and Yosef said to his brother, Ani Yosef. I am Yosef. Ha'od Ovichai, my father's still living. V'lo yochlu echov la'anos, so nobody could answer him, his brothers. Ki nivhalu mi ponov. They were in a state of behola, ultra shock. You know what he told him? That you know what he, what the Chazal say about this pasuk? If Yosef could scare 11 people, all older than him, besides Binyamin, that they couldn't answer, what are we going to answer one day when Hashem says, Ani Hashem, when you get there? Rabbi Lezer says in Chagigo Dalid, when he got to this pasuk, he started bursting out crying. If a reprimand, a musare of a basar v'dom, they couldn't answer him. They were shocked about him. They were in state of confusion. A thousand times more when Hashem said, hey, mister, come here, you. Ani Hashem, what did you do with your life? What did you do with your life? So the Farshim say, where do you see in here that he was giving them Musar? Where is he, Tachacha here? Where do you see Tachacha here? He just had a harmless question. Ani Yosef, is my father still living? That doesn't mean anything. Is my father still living? Of course he is. He heard it five times. And Ani Yosef, you know what he's telling him? You're a bunch of shakronim. You just told me, Ochiv Meis, you're liars. Here I am. And number two, Ovel Dichai, I don't believe you, he's living. Liars are always liars. You lied to the father 22 years ago. You lied in front of my face 2 minutes ago. What do you mean, Ochiv Meis? You're liars. Shakronim. And you're achzorim. You caused my father all this sorrows? It's not a question, Ovel Dichai. My father's still living. What do you know? Father's still living through all this sorrow you caused him for these 22 years. Ha'od, he still has to live through this? Ha'od, can my father handle this? Ha'od, Avichai, achzorim you are. And shakronim you are. Ooh. Oy. Rav Lezer motel haikro habibochi. Omar ma'ato chocho shel basar v'adam. Kisiv bo lo yochlu. All older, bigger people, they couldn't answer them. They were shocked. You're going to have an answer to the boy when he says, Ani Hashem, what did you do with the life I gave you for 85 years? Or 85 or 75 years, what did you do? The brothers couldn't answer him. Come here, little. You talk Lashon Rakel. Come here. I don't get too scared. They came close. Come a lie to me. I want to show you that I am Mohul, just like you are Mohul. You know I'm your brother Yosef. That you sold me to Mitzrayim. You know the dreams are true. You see, I'm not a Navi Sheker. And I am a Melech. And you bow down to me already a few times. Don't aggravate yourself. Don't be angry. That you sold me down here. God sent me here to keep you alive. Lemichio, to keep you, give you chayim over here. Ooh. Now, wait a minute. Let's talk about this Milo here. They're all mild. Oh, he made a gezeri, Yosef. The all Egyptians should be mild. What's the big deal here? They'll prove anything. What does it mean? Now, Rabbi, I'm going to tell you one of the secrets of the Torah. One in the flaos of Torah, the gigantic little secrets of the Torah. Why does the Medrash tell me, look at me here, over here, I'll show you I'm Mohul. Every Egyptian is Mohul. Yosef made a gezeiro. Says the Mayan Beis Hashem of a Ruach HaKodesh. Nothing to do with Mila. Yekipi Medaber Aleichem. He said to them, and next pasuk here, Yimachadahinam. Where's the Kippim Tabernacle? A little bit further. So he says that you can tell the way a person talks, what kind of moral life he lives. Kishuno Eli Vigoshu. I want you to know that I am a decent person. I kept every single din in the Torah. I live in the worst country in the world. It's Meshuk, it's Mitzrayim, was Moli Zuhamo. Filth at me was a Meshuk, it's Bataiva, but the worst kind of perversions you can imagine. Not only normal perversions. Yeah, they're all going to gay Hinnom. There's no question about it. But he says, Mayan says, the ki gashuno elai kol amitzrim hoy muholim v'ma lo ma zeharaya elu moshel hu hipi medaber aleichem milashono v'shel odom hikir shlo osor ma se'erva mizeh din metzitza b'peh. That's why you have to metzitza b'peh. Look at the Mayan. The mouth, the way you talk in life shows that controls, that can tell you how, what kind of moral life you live. And if you live a decent moral life, you'll talk like a decent person. Or no off-color jokes and no schmutzige gazachen. Ki pi medaber aleichem, says the Mayan. Lav davki showed him, he was brismil. Every guy had that. Ooh, he said, v'yigivay yom ani yosei amichichem, I'm your brother. You know, I still consider myself your brother. V'shemachatim osim mitzrayim v'abto anelai, I'll pay otzvah, don't be ma'atzvah. Don't be sad about whose fault it is and everything. Yichob anechem, don't feel bad. Ki mechatim osim heino that you sold me here. Ki lemichio, for a life-giving, for life, I'm giving you life. I reign lekayim of, to keep you alive, shulachan lehim lefnechem. God sent me here. Thank you very much for your mistreatment. Otherwise, I wouldn't be a melech mitzrayim. And Yezesh and the same harav beker of saras, because this is 2 years of harav that was in this land already. Ve'ot chomishon, this 5 more years. Ashein chodesh v'katzir, there will be no plow. The katzira, there will be no. It didn't say harisha plowing. There will be no plow and no katzir, no harvest. Why don't you say Charisha the Katsira? No, because no one would plow even if they had a plow. They wouldn't, because they were so hungry, they wouldn't put the seed in the ground and wait 6 months. They eat it right away. Therefore, there can't be any Katsira. If you did put the stuff in the ground, it would grow. Yes, it would. So it wouldn't grow as much as usual. It's the raw, but they'd water it artificially. They carry the water. But who wants to wait 3, 4, 6 months? Maybe they won't ever live that long. Ain't doesn't they? Ain't Charisha the Katsira? Ain't Charish. There's nobody who's going to plow, and there's nobody who's going to harvest. And God sent me before you to give you a remnant in this land, Achios, to keep you alive for a great, tremendous salvation one day. Of course, that's what we see at Mitzrayim. Now, boys, let me tell you something. It says there, it says that in Bereshis Ches Chav Beis, he told Noah after the marble, Zera seeding, cutting and harvesting, lo Yisrael will never end. It's always going to be that way. If you put in some seed, you'll get something will grow. Avalo, chorush lekatzar, no one, yichra, no one will plow to harvest. Shohayim ochlim miyad hazera. They won't live out she yikatzu. Look at the baal haturim. Sure, no, but if someone eats that, they eat the grain right away. They wouldn't put it in the ground. Who knows if they're going to be around to get it? Now, everybody, so let me tell you something. This is a Mori de Kazakh. We're up to Shlishi. Let me tell you something. Before we go any further, you know, now Hanukkah is over. It's just the last few minutes of Hanukkah. It's over already, back a few hours ago, yeah. You know, everybody, so I made a list of all the 10 Ramazim in the Torah of Chanukah. Yeah, I know you may be driving in the car, you may be late at night, but if you have a pencil, Rabbi Yisrael, and a pen, write down these 10 Ramazim in the Chumash of Chanukah. There is 4 of them in Miketz. One is the Chalom Paro. Paro had the Chanukah-type dream that the weak swallow the big and fat. That's the Chanukah dream, when the few overpowered this powerful and the many. Rabbi Miad Matim and Gemur Miad Chaloshim. Same thing with Pharaoh. The weak swallowed the large. That's the Chanukah dream. That is a remez that Chanukah comes out of Miketz. Number 2, at the end of Miketz, there's only Sedra in the Torah where they're going and put how many words they are. Usually, there's how many sentences. Psukim. But here it says 2025 words, tevos. Look at the end of Miketz. Only Sedra in the whole Torah, because they want you to be sure that the calendar makers should always come out that Miketz is always Chanukah. And what does it mean, 2025? Simple. Every night, minimum you need is one Nair. A Nair is 250. Gematria. And 8 times 250 is 2,000. And it starts on the 25th, 2025. The third Remez in Miketz, V'yomer Yehuda, Yelchu V'nichye, V'nelchu V'nichye, let us go and we'll live. Let's go back to Mitzrayim. V'nelchu V'nichye, The nail is 86, which is Mitzvah Katan 14, which is Mitzvah Katan 5. That's how many Hashmonoim there were. Next five letters is Chanukah. And Yud Kei, Bezos Hashem will win. Didn't Yehuda HaMakabi say the same thing? Didn't Yehuda HaMakabi say, well, you're going to win? We're going to try to win, and Hashem helped us. Yud Kei, because Yafta Deshmaya, he will help you. And just like Yehuda said it here, Yehuda HaMakabi said it in Chanukah. There were five Chashmonoim according to one, and Rashi says 12. And Menel Chav Nech is Chanukah. Yud Kei is Bezos Hashem Yisburach, he'll help you. That's Parsha Mem Gimel, Pasig Ches. Next, the fourth Raya in Miketz is V'tevach, V'tovach V'hochem. Let's prepare the animals, Yosef said, for these men and prepare and to slaughter it. A tabach is a butcher. In Gemara, a tabach is a shochet. V'tovach V'tivcho V'tovach V'hochem. V'tivach V'tev. You can know the words were given to Moshe Rabbeinu in continuous letters. Moshe made them into words. So you can break them up for remez in the Torah any way you want to do this. This is not mine. Gedolim wrote this. V'tevach tev 36. V'hochein Chanukah. And Hochein means that the Targum Yonasim take out the Gid Anoshe. And Gid Anoshe is that it doesn't have any tam. And if it falls into a tapshul, the whole tapshul is usra. A fila ain't bo tam. Even the Gid Anoshe has no tam. Ah, that's one halacha Moshe Mitzinai. That's what the Yavanim wanted to eradicate. Oral law, Torah Shabbal Peh. They didn't care about Torah Shabbat. They made their own written Greek Torah. It's called the Septuagint. But they don't want the oral law, the halacha Moshe Mitzinai, the Mesorah, that they don't want. This is all halacha Moshe Mitzinai that a Gid Anoshe, even though it has no tam, is Asr, the Tavshil. That's halacha Moshe Mitzinai. That's when the word V'hochein, and the Targum Yonasim says, take out the Gid Anoshe. That's the four from Miketz. Now you have two of them from Bereishis, the Parsha, Sedra Bereishis. The 25th letter of the Torah is R. Also, from the first letter of the Torah, Beis, from Bereishis till the last letter of R, is 141 letters. 141 is Gematria. Exactly. Chof, Hei, Kislev. Mm-hmm. Now that's six. Let's get 7, 8, 9, 10. 7 is Parshav Zos Abrocha. Mochatz Mosnayim Komov. Levi, Moshe said, will smash the loins of those who oppose him. The only time Levi went to war alone, and that was the Chashmonoim. They're from Levi, the Kohanim. And they smashed the Greeks. You know what it means? A few Kohanim, eventually they grew to be hundreds of thousands. But the Greeks started off with a few Chashmonoim, 5 or 8 or 12, they defeated, killed the king, and wiped out all their generals, Bagrus and Nicanor and all that. You know what it means? The biggest miracle in the history of mankind. The next Remez is in Emor, Acher Kol Yom Tovim. It says about the menorah. What comes after Sukkot, the last Yontif? The Chanukah. That's why they mentioned about menorah, how you light the menorah. And Rabbi Yisrael, we already had it in the Torah a few times. What do you have to mention it with Yom Tovim? It has nothing to do with Yom Tovim, lighting a menorah based on Mikdash. That we took care of in Truma Tetzaveh. Why do you talk about the menorah should be lit after Yom Tovim? Because that's what's the Yontif after Sukkot? Chanukah. Another Raya, number 9, Parsha Maaseh. When they tell you all of the 42 stops where the Yidden went in the Midbar, well, number 25, stop number 25 was Chashmono. Chashmonoim, 25th of Kislev. The last one, Vayeshev. So they took Yosef, V'yikechuhu, V'yashlichu oso habora. They threw him into a pit, and the Chazal say the pit was 20 amas deep. That's 40 feet. Why 20? Wasn't that one with a 5-hour pit? Well, if you scream and yell and people come by and look over there, even if your person is laying in there quiet, look in there to see them, they'll try to take them out. But if it's 20 amas, 40 feet, nobody notices it. Nobody notices a person so far down. They won't even notice it. It's too dark. They walk by. From here you learn that a Hanukkah menorah can't be higher than 20 amas. That's what Rashi says right there on the spot. From here you learn 20 amas high off the ground cannot have a Hanukkah menorah because no one walks around with looking up 40 feet up in the air. What if you live on the 12th floor of an apartment house? Of course you're going to have it because their next apartment house is also 12 floors, or on the 30th floor. The next one's also 30th or 100th floor. The other one's also 100 if the next person over there is a Jew. Persumin nisa is only for Yidden. It's not, don't have to be in front of bridges and on Fifth Avenue. It only has to be where other Yidden could see it. Oh, most of Manhattan or Brooklyn is Yidden. Could be, maybe. Right, and fire some denays to the people, maybe that gets some people in. and gives them a hear or a tshuva. It could be. You never know. There's always good comes from these things. These are the 10 simonim ramazim for Hanukkah in the Torah. And since we just finished Hanukkah, that I would like to tell you. I'd like to tell you one more thing. Those you only have enough money to buy Ner Hanukkah, one Ner Hanukkah or one Ner Shabbos. Which one is it? Ner Shabbos comes first because of Shalom Bayis. Suppose you only have enough money to buy a challah, a wine, or Hanukkah lights. You have to buy Hanukkah lights, Parsumi Nisa. Why not wine? You can make Kiddush Friday night or Motzi. Suppose you only have enough money for to buy Hanukkah lights or Havdalah wine. Which one is it? You have to buy Hanukkah lights, Parsumi Nisa, because Havdalah you can use Chamar Medina, any social drink. Soda with whiskey in it, which is a highball. Not coffee and tea, because that's not a social drink. And not the soda, because you drink that even by yourself. Whiskey, a highball, or something like that. A hush of a drink, maybe beer. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we have come to the end of this year, looking into the parasha with Pnimius, the insights of Torah, the gigantic little secrets of the Torah, Nifla'os HaTorah. This is your Magid here, Rabbi Yosef Schwab in New York, saying shalom till next time. Thank you.